All right, I want to talk about crazy people for a minute.
Okay.
Now, maybe I'm looking for crazy people more than usual because of what happened to me at that radio seminar, mm-hmm. where that guy just interrupted the moderator in the middle of a seminar I'm on the panel.
I'll let you finish, man. I'm going to finish.
And he just went in his own, like, 20-minute tirade, and nobody interrupted him because he seemed mentally unstable.
Yeah.
And so then I go to San Diego for the weekend, and there must have been a homeless convention going on. I mean, I've never seen more homeless people in my life.
Well, if you're going to be homeless, why wouldn't you pick the most beautiful part of the country?
I asked a local about it. He's like, figure it out. Where would you want to live if you were homeless?
Detroit?
But, Kelly, a quick walk to the 7-Eleven for a Gatorade turns into like an episode of Wipeout. But instead of like having to climb on stuff and paddles knocking me over, I'm having to like sidestep homeless people who are begging me, trying to reach in my pockets.
And I know what you're talking about.
Hey, man, can I talk to you for a second?
Excuse me, man.
Hey, can you help me? No, wait, just going to get a Gatorade.
And they build little neighborhoods.
Oh, my gosh.
Little cardboard neighborhoods.
They do. You
right
know.
There on the street, yeah.
Oh, I took a picture of the new Chavez Sports Bar just opened up.
Oh, was it nice?
Yeah. Spotted
up.
Did you do it?
It wasn't open. Okay. Games start at 10 a.m. on the West Coast.
Right.
Football. Noon, right?
Yeah.
Don't open your sports bar at 11. Well. Call yourself a sports bar. What, we're going to go and watch the second half?
Yeah.
I'm not the smartest business person in the world, but I think I figured that part
Doesn't
out.
Doesn't seem to make any sense, does it? But anyway, like hundreds of beggars. So I have lunch in a bar, a little beer. What do you call those? A gastro pub or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah, I walk in by myself, sit at the bar, have a beer, and a brother sitting next to me.
Shout out.
And he's waiting on his doggy bag or whatever.
Okay.
And
I'm a dog.
And he's talking to the guy on his right. And he's like, yeah, I know. I probably shouldn't have told you that, but you know, what the heck? It's okay. Just don't tell anybody else. I'm like, what? What? He goes, oh, I work for the State Department, and you know, we were talking about the Bin Laden thing, and I'm like, you were for the State Department?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know,
so he shouldn't have told him, and now he's telling you too.
Yeah, he's like, so I was in the NAS Naval Air Station Situation Room, you know, coordinating and watching it on video as it all played out. And
really?
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah.
Was he really?
And we talked for 15 or 20 minutes about that, and then he paid for his food and off he went.
Okay.
So I finish my burger, I walk outside, surprised to find that my eating buddy next door, next to me, is still out there. And he's having a really long conversation with the newspaper machine.
Mm.
He is on his knees.
What are they talking about?
And he's going, yeah, we was in Panama. It was a Thursday about 2 p.m. And he's talking to the empty newspaper machine. So, not that it would be less crazy if there were papers in it. But he's talking to a newspaper. And at that point, I almost felt like, wow, I just talked to you for 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Thought you were completely normal
you
and lucid.
You seemed completely lucid.
Yeah.
And now you're... I'm like, dude, are you all right?
Maybe there's
a
little tiny man inside the machine.
And he looked at me, and you can just tell not an ounce of recognition
that
I was the guy he talked to 15 minutes before. And it made me realize that the great majority of the people that I saw in San Diego were talking, the homeless, were talking to themselves. These aren't bums. These are mentally ill people walking around.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's weird to live in a country where that's okay.
Mm-hmm. I always wonder where their family is.
Yeah. Could we live in a country if there were homeless children running around in the streets, like with no parents anywhere? We would be like, no, that will not stand. That has to stop.
There are areas of that.
You don't see it very often. But what about people that are obviously schizophrenic and they're yelling at the sky and fighting stuff that doesn't exist, waving at stuff? And I mean, it's just like... Do we not have places anymore for people to go?
I don't know.
Well, those places take money, and those you know, once these people are legal adult age, you can't force them to take their medicines, and their families are just like...
And that kind of medicine's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, without insurance, I mean, $300 for antidepressants and things like that.
And that's the kind of life that they know. You remember that guy that I was trying to help a few years ago? His name was Pete.
Yeah.
He lived up by me and Kelly.
And he wasn't crazy, was he at all?
Well, he was kind of crazy, Kelly.
I mean, maybe living that lifestyle for so long, you probably develop a little...
Yeah, and it was
there's
like...
nothing but crazy around you.
That's like, that's what he wanted to do. I mean, I tried to get him a job and I tried to, you know, help him out a couple of ways. And he's like, that was just his way of life.
What
and that's
knew.
What he wanted to do.
Each one of those guys that I ran into over the weekend has probably had 20, 30 people in their life try to give them a hand.
Yeah.
But they're not there. They're not there mentally. They can't even fathom what it's like to be normal. And where are they getting the shopping carts? Oh my God. It's like,
let's go to the parking lot and take one.
Really?
Even the 99 Cents Only store now, you can't get it out of the lot because the wheels lock up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
That's probably the number one place because more crazy people go to the dollar store than anywhere.
Well, I don't know what's
We're
in
learning
there.
That from our show.
But if I park my car a little bit too far back, you know, because I'm trying to get a little bit of exercise, and I've got so much stuff.
They lock up.
You start pushing your cart in the parking lot, and the wheels, it'll just lock up, and you can't move any
How's
further.
How's it do that? How's it know?
I don't know. It has a sensor or something, and I'm pushing. I'm not trying to steal it. I'm just trying to get in my car.
Yeah.
Oh.
But apparently, most people who park at the Dollar Tree and other establishments park as close as possible.
Yeah.
Do you not want to take your friends now to that parking lot and do a race and have them run really fast
until you get to that?
until the brakes come on. Yeah. You think there's somebody with a remote inside?
I don't know.
Going, hey, crazy redhead, stealing a car. She's here every day. Hit
Back
the button.
Again.